Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The Feast of the Dormition, or Falling Asleep of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, is celebrated on August 15th. Also known as the Assumption, this feast commemorates the death, resurrection, and glorification of Christ's Mother Mary, and proclaims that she was assumed by God into heaven in her full spiritual and bodily existence. Although there are no biblical or historical sources for this feast, the holy tradition of the Orthodox Church declares that Mary died as all people do, and that, although she had no personal sin, she needed to be saved by Christ as all humans do. And having died a human death, she was raised by Christ as the Mother of Life, and now participates in the eternal life of paradise prepared and promised to all who, as the Gospel of Luke says, hear the word of God and keep it. In some Orthodox churches, it is customary to bless flowers on this feast day. Our first selection today is the Troparion, the theme song of the day. In giving birth, you preserved your virginity. In falling asleep, you did not forsake the world, O Theotokos. You were translated to life, O Mother of Life, and by your prayers you deliver our souls from death. The Troparion is sung by the Ural Choir, Vladislav Novik, director. The Kontakion continues the theme of dormition. Neither the tomb nor death could hold the Theotokos, who is constant in prayer and our firm hope in her intercessions. For being the Mother of Life, she was translated to life by the one who dwelt in her virginal womb. Let's listen to a beautiful choral setting composed by Rachmaninoff and sung by the Gloria Dei Cantores, Elizabeth C. Patterson, conductor.
Thank you.
The Stikira text of Vespers teach us the festal content and meaning of the Dormition of the Theotokos. We will first hear a set of three Stikiras set in Tone 1 Kievan chant, sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Ben Lomond, California, followed by a repeat of the first Stikiran set in Byzantine chant Tone 1, sung by the Greek Byzantine choir Lycurgos Angelopoulos, director.
Through you. Great are your mysteries.
Next, we'll hear three settings of the Matins Hymn of Light for Dormition. The first selection is set in Carpatho-Russian chant, sung by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop, followed by a setting in Kievan chant, sung by the choir of the Church of the Dormition of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Monastery of the Virgin. The last selection is an interesting setting by the English composer John Taverner, sung by the choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle.
And carry them.
The ninth ode of the Matins Canon of Dormition praises the Theotokos. This ode is also sung during the Divine Liturgy following the Eucharistic Canon. This selection is set in Byzantine chant tone 3 and is sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Church. As we conclude this celebration of the Dormition of the Theotokos, we return to the Stichira of Vespers with a doxastikon, or a Stichira after Glory Now and Ever. Let's listen closely to the content of this poetic text sung by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 126. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.